So you were going to talk about veliparib.
So veliparib, first of all, I'll say is a drug that I personally have no experience of. So my information about that is from really reading the literature and talking to people who are involved in the clinical trials. But my sense is from reading those reports that the drug as a PARP inhibitor doesn't appear to be quite as active as the other three drugs. So the single agent activity or the activity with chemotherapy doesn't seem to be as pronounced as it is with those other three drugs. The drug is now in trial in a slightly different setting in combination with chemotherapy and then maintenance. That's been a difficult thing to do with the other PARP inhibitors. People have tried combining chemotherapy with olaparib and other PARP inhibitors, and it's been quite toxic. Both the chemotherapy has been difficult to handle and the PARP inhibitor. So the fact that it seems to be manageable with veliparib tells us perhaps that it's a slightly different PARP inhibitor. And I think it remains to be seen whether that trial demonstrates an added value of veliparib. But I don't see veliparib coming forward in exactly the same way that those other three are now coming forward, either as single agent therapy or as maintenance therapy.
It's interesting, though, about this issue of combining it with chemotherapy with platinums. What's the design of the study?
So the first study was a study called Study 41 with olaparib, carboplatin, and paclitaxel in the platinum sensitive.
No, I meant veliparib.
Oh, I'm sorry. So the design of the study with veliparib, it's a three-arm study where one of the arms contains veliparib and chemotherapy followed by veliparib maintenance. The other arm is veliparib plus chemotherapy followed not by maintenance, and the other is a control arm. So it is specifically looking at the interaction of veliparib and chemotherapy on the basis that these drugs have an effect on DNA repair, which is what we knew right at the outset, and therefore there is a scientific basis for assuming that giving a PARP inhibitor with chemotherapy will enhance the degree of cytotoxicity of the chemotherapy. So there's a rationale for it.
Do you think that part of the benefit, and we'll get into the trials though, but that part of the benefit that's been seen with the so-called maintenance studies is some way related to chemotherapy or platinum setting the tumor up for PARP inhibitors, that sort of sequence? And do you see any potential advantage of, I mean, I guess you never know, but it sort of makes sense that maybe there might be an advantage if you combine it.
Well, I think platinum-based chemotherapy is still very good at cytoreduction. So, you know, we see good responses even in the recurrent disease setting. So having debulked the tumor, if you like, with chemotherapy, the difficulty is then keeping the tumor away, stopping it from regrowing. And that's where a maintenance strategy, such as the PARP inhibitor, I think comes in. The thoughts originally were, well, maybe we should be, as with the veliparib trial, combining the chemotherapy and the PARP inhibitor and then continuing the PARP inhibitor. And that, of course, is what was done in Study 41. But that interaction with olaparib and chemotherapy, carboplatin and paclitaxel, was quite toxic. And compromises had to be made both for the chemotherapy dose and the schedule of olaparib. And actually, the trial didn't show any difference in progression-free survival during the early phase of treatment, namely during the chemotherapy phase. So I think although there are theoretical reasons why a PARP inhibitor might enhance the activity of chemotherapy, I think the strategy is increasingly use the chemotherapy, get to the point where the tumor is as small as it reasonably can be made with chemotherapy, then come in with the maintenance PARP inhibitor.